there's a couple of things that OMB and agencies need to do going forward. The first thing we need to keep in mind, though, is that given the incredible volume of information that was coming in, the unprecedented level of transparency, the short time frames, this really was a very solid first step that in order to get greater transparency and accountability. Notwithstanding that, as you mentioned, there are some things that OMB and the agencies need to work on. One is that one broad area is in clarifying the notion of the FTE, the full-time equivalent. That's a pretty DC-centric term. We found an awful lot of confusion once you get out into the rest of the U.S. exactly how they should be clarifying or how they should be reporting on an FTE basis, how they should be thinking about that. We think that that OMB needs to provide some additional guidance related to that. And then the second broad area is that OMB and the Recovery and Transparency and Accountability Board and agencies need to be working together to look at the whole quality review process and reporting process that was in place, undertaking a lessons learned analysis, and then identifying areas where additional guidance will be needed. We're very pleased that the administration got back to us right away on this. It's consistent with our recommendations are consistent with the lessons learned approach that they're undertaking, and that they'll be implementing our recommendations as they move forward. Where the reporting on for recipient reports is a cumulative effort, and so this is just a snapshot in time. So we're hopeful for when these next set of reports come in January, we'll see improvements from there. They won't be perfect, and you know, we just hope to see improvements with each reporting cycle.
Well, I'm curious as to how the federal government, and especially how, say, the Recovery Board is going, or even OMB, is going to be able to train in proper human being counting all of the entities that are getting stimulus money. There are tens and thousands of them, a couple hundred thousand. You just count the dots on the map. How can they get that word out to everybody?
Yeah, Tom, that's a great point, and it's an enormous challenge for agencies. And you know, on the one hand, we've all been through this once, or the recipients have been through this once, and so, you know, hopefully, to both with improved guidance and what the recipients already have learned, you know, that part will go a little bit smoother next time. On the other hand, exactly the point that you're making, you're going to have a lot more recipients coming on online and having to report as more Recovery Act money goes out. You're also going to have the nature of some of these recipients will change. And by that, what I mean is that, you know, an awful lot of the reports this time around were from entities that have well-established relationships and kind of may not be familiar, or certainly weren't familiar with this type of reporting, but are familiar with federal reporting. And so a lot of highways projects, a lot of education projects, as the nature of the money starts going out more and more, weatherization projects, for example, some of those that go directly to local governments, you're going to get recipients that are far less experienced with any of the reporting mechanisms that may be in place at the federal level. That's going to put additional challenges on OMB and or in agencies to both have real clear guidance and then have support systems in place in order to make sure that they can get the information out. It will also put additional pressure on agencies to be doing reviews of the data as this data are coming in. They only have a few days, you know, each quarter to be looking at this information. So it's going to be tough going forward.
And Mr. Mim, the next tranche of data gets reported in January?
Yes, ma'am.
And so are you going to be continuing to look at this, look at the reporting process to see if there's been any improvement?
Absolutely. We have a statutory requirement under the Recovery Act that we comment on the recipient reports, on the jobs part of the recipient reports, which is obviously where most of the interest and controversy is. We're going to be all on top of this. We're going to be doing even additional analysis on the data that's already on there so that we can learn more about what's already been reported, and certainly we'll be looking at it as it goes forward.